That's the rain. Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 73. Have you ever heard the rain? And if you haven't, well, you have now, because I put it right at the beginning of this podcast. This podcast, by the way, is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that, because, I mean, sometimes these updates need context. So, if you know me, you're welcome here. But you also don't need to feel obliged to listen. If you want to keep caught up, I'd say this is a decent way of doing it. You could also join the mailing list at awoolner.com/be the audience, separated by hyphens. But anyway, this recording is just for people who are interested, not trying to go viral on this, not trying to hard sell you on it. And if you don't know me and you've stumbled across this somehow, I don't know, you're just looking for podcasts with the word Andrew in the title, you're also welcome to listen, but you might be missing the context that is my life, that sort of people who know me have a little bit more depth on. Anyway, if you're just joining now, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to bring you up to date about what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. I didn't record them to be listened to that way, and you may hurt yourself trying. And I just want to take this opportunity to wish a big happy birthday to my sister, Emily, who doesn't listen to these updates. But I'm doing this anyway. There we go. Happy birthday, Emily. It is still technically her birthday in Canada as I record this on June 28th. So we've had a bit of a break from the interminable heat in Yokohama, which means that it's raining. I'm also not enjoying the break from the heat much because I've got this cold that's been making the rounds through the ensemble for the last week and a half. So, you know, low fever, low energy, no appetite, which is how I know this is for real because I'm always hungry. And less ability to concentrate than ever. And as I'm speaking this, I'm feeling a little bit of in my throat. So hopefully that is psychosomatic and not an actual throat dimension to this stupid cold coming on. So this is day two of it. I'm better today than I was yesterday. Yesterday, I spent a good chunk of the day in bed. Today, I'm up and moving. I feel like I want to be in bed, but when I go to the bed, I can't sleep. I can't do anything other than not just roll around in uncomfortable positions. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, enough about my fever. With all this comes less ability to concentrate than ever. I've got a bunch of stuff to get done. I'm actually stuck at home. Had to cancel my meetings that I had planned for yesterday and still didn't really get anything done because I'm so just blah, blah, blah. But yet, I bring you these updates carved on stone tablets. They are not carved on stone tablets. So here are the updates. We've YTG updates. We've wrapped up week 3 of rehearsals for Oblique. It was good, really good to have Monique back this week for 2 intense movement sessions. But Wednesday, sadly, was Monique's last day. With her this week, we worked on Laban movement stuff. It's a way of breaking down human movement into categories. And I'll be honest, I'm actually I'm fairly skeptical about these like systems that usually dancers come up with when they break down human movement. Because a lot of them seem to be making truth claims about human movement that I'm not sure are really provable, right? But having said that, these definitely work as metaphors. They definitely work as a tool for aiding character creation and also just playing around. I think in retrospect, while this was interesting, and I think the others appreciate it, and we did some interesting work based around this, I would have liked to have continued with the contact improv from 2 weeks ago because I felt that was gelling the ensemble better. But Kaito also has a background in movement, and he's going to be taking over our movement mornings from this coming Monday. So hopefully we'll be doing sort of more things that'll bring us, you know, in close together. All right. Right. So we also played around with thematic ideas again this week. We created environments this is one of my suggestions. We created environments that were oblique. So like things that, you know, where you're there, but you can't necessarily know what's going on outside of the environment. So an example would have been, we did a pillow fort. We did a lifeboat. I think we did something else. But anyway, that kind of thing. I really wanted to do submarine, but I think I let the group vote and we decided pillow fort first. And then we never got back around to submarine. But I thought submarine is like a really interesting environment where there's an element of obliqueness. Because you're also, even when you're looking at things, like when you're underwater and you're looking through the periscope, you're actually seeing everything through mirrors, right? So that's oblique. You're like looking around the corner, so to speak. And we also, I forgot to put this in my notes, so I'll have to amend those before I post this on the website. But we also did, with the Laban movement, so Hannah had this idea that she pulled out of a textbook that she'd used a few years ago, which was, I think it was about how guest cultures is the wrong word, but how, like, I guess, immigrant cultures adapt or don't adapt to their host cultures. And there's sort of like it's a grid of four, because we're working with four physical spaces on this set. And so the four grids were assimilation, integration, separation. Actually, that was the last one. Separation and, damn it, I can't remember the other one. But they're based on whether the person coming, how much the person coming in values their own culture versus the host culture. So those are the two dimensions, valuing, like, you know, wanting to adapt the host culture, wanting to keep your own culture. So if that's yes, yes, then you get integration. If that's yes, no, so that's yes, liking your own culture, no, don't like then you get the one that I can't remember the name of. Anyway, that's the idea. So we did a few scenes like that, and we used Laban. So the idea was that one person is coming in from outside as the immigrant, so to speak, and everybody in is doing one of the Laban styles that's different. So everybody in the group, for instance, would be doing like slash. So it would be slashing motions. And then the person coming in would be doing maybe press, which is like a slow, sustained, heavy motion compared to the sort of light and jagged one. And the idea is, based on what quadrant we were in, how would the, like, having the immigrant character, you know, do that, either assimilate or integrate or separate. So that was, anyway, that was an interesting experiment. And I wish I'd written that in my notes so I could have explained it more concisely. Anyway, next week, though, we really have to get going on actually coming up with story ideas and potentially, well, maybe not story ideas, because we might do all vignettes, but start coming up with scene ideas and start really trying things out, I think. The core group is meeting this weekend. They're going to come up with ideas to bring in on Monday. I really wish I could join them. Weekends are difficult for me. And yeah, I love the fact that they're getting on this. We might start doing maybe some Thursday meetings. They were asking if we could have more rehearsals, which is a really good sign. But at the moment, I'm not ready for more rehearsals. I've got too much stuff to do. I've got too much stuff to do on Thursdays and Fridays right now. And but I'm going to try to make it possible for at least them to do stuff so that we can get moving. I mean, maybe I don't need to be there all the time. Although, you know, the part of me that enjoys the creation process doesn't want to get left out of it and become like kind of external to the group. That's my big concern with that. Because the reason I do this is because, you know, I don't want to be there. You know, sometimes like I'm there running the show because I'm doing the tech and I'm doing the production stuff and I'm not actually in the ensemble, but I'm still very much a part of the creative team. Like I feel very much part of the group, and that is why I do it. I want to feel like a part of the ensemble. That's the joy for me, is going through the process with them. So I want to be there as much as I can. Oh, and I almost forgot, and I don't know how I almost forgot, because this was one of the highlights of my week. My friends, two of my favorite people in the world, Rachel and Amy, came to rehearsal on Wednesday. They're visiting from England for a couple of weeks, and I was trying to sort of figure out how I was going to see them. I hopefully I'll see them again. But I just thought I couldn't think of two people. And again, just so happens they're traveling together. I couldn't think of two people who would be more perfect to drop into rehearsal and to see what I do and how I work and how, what the dynamic of the room is, and just like who would also be willing to sort of dive in and do weird movement stuff with us. It was, yeah. So it was fantastic. And I made the right call. They fit. This is, I mean, to be honest, this is the kind of group we can really drop new people into easily. But even so, this is not something I'd normally do. But yeah, it just, there, I don't think there might not be, there are probably other people in the world who I could, if I racked my brains, I could think of who could do this, but it was perfect. It was wonderful. And I got to spend a little bit of time with them, and they got to see what I do, which was actually really, really meaningful for me, because both of them previously, when they lived in Japan, they've seen my shows and they've watched my shows online, but to actually see what's going on behind the scenes and like how we start the creation process, I was very, 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 very excited to show that off to them. So yeah, moving on. Nerd Night updates. Not much here. I just need to get the ticketing link up. That's got to happen kind of today. Should have happened last week, but I had new venue stuff going on. I was really busy, and I was trying to create, like I think I mentioned in a previous update, I was trying to create our own ticketing site so I didn't have to go through this awful thing that charges a lot of money, but I wasn't able to do that. So I'm back to creating the event on there. All right, photography updates. No major photography updates this week other than the shots I took in rehearsal. Oh, a podcast update. Yes, I'm still editing Miss Charlotte's Finishing School for Wayward Readers. I'm on episode 6. I've been doing that while I've been sick. It's hard because my concentration because of being sick is a bit low, but I got a chunk done yesterday. It's nice because I can't do a lot of other on-screen stuff because looking at the screen for too long, like just my eyes get, I don't know, my eyes get tired and I can't focus and stuff like that. But actually with audio, I'm mostly listening to it because Kate last year already did a pass on most of those episodes. So I'm just kind of cleaning up. So I can lean back in my chair and only lean forward when I need to make a change. So that's easier. Yeah, so I'm working on that. And Be The Audience updates, still in soft launch, have not hard launched yet. I'm really desperate to hard launch, but I had some really intense feedback from someone I trust in Canada. And I'm trying to think of how, I don't entirely agree with the feedback because I think his perspective is different than the people I'm hoping to sort of bring into the project. But he did make a few good, I do think that his point of view actually does need some dealing with in that write-up. So I'm going to do that. All right. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the rain at the beginning. And I think I finally have my sound set up okay. This we'll find out after I edit this. Well, I mean, as edity as I get after I adjust the levels and stuff like that. Because the last two shows I was recording off my Zoom recorder, just recording directly onto the SD card in there to eliminate background noise from the audio interface, which I think happens because my little mini computer here, it's a tiny mini micro ITX board. And so everything's punched in and there's no, like, I think when you plug a USB device in, there's a what they call a ground loop. It's hard to explain, but essentially what it means is that there's a buzz on the line, and that's because my audio adapter that I was using actually pulls power from the USB bus. It doesn't have a separate plug. So I got my old audio interface, the one that used to cause my computer to crash every time I restarted it if I didn't unplug it first. Because it's basically its drivers are 10 years old and the company doesn't support it anymore. But I got that working. That one has an external power plug, so it doesn't, I don't think, has the ground loop problem. So you hopefully aren't hearing a or anything like that in the background. Anyway, okay, yes, I've prattled on too long. I shall go, and I'll talk to you next time. Andrew out.